Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. Republican Congressman Randy Feenstra of Hull says the U.S. House started voting on a series of budget bills, but there's no deal yet on a temporary spending plan that would avert a federal government shutdown at the end of this week. Feenstra says the House is scheduled to take votes on four of its 12 budget bills this week, with votes on the rest next week. The federal government's fiscal year started October 1st, but Congress has not agreed to a budget for the year. Instead, Congress has passed three previous agreements to keep last year's spending levels in place while budget negotiations continue. March the 1st is the latest deadline for a final agreement. Feenstra says shutting down the U.S.-Mexico border is the paramount issue for Republicans in these budget talks.
We have to have remain in Mexico, and we got to stop catch and release. Those are the two very key components that we got to get done, and then figure out a solution to building the wall.
Feenstra expects the farm bill that sets a five-year outline for crop insurance subsidies and food assistance programs will come up for a vote in the U.S. House in late March or early April. Feenstra spoke with reporters in Des Moines after filing nearly 3,800 signatures on nominating papers for the June primary. Feenstra represents Iowa's 4th Congressional District and is seeking a third term in the U.S. House. He faces a primary challenge from Kevin Virgil, a former Army Ranger and CIA officer who has the backing of former Congressman Steve King. Feenstra defeated King in the 2020 GOP primary election. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Negg is planning a series of stops the next couple of days in northwest Iowa. Today he will visit agricultural facilities in Sac City and also in Galva. Then tomorrow he has two morning stops, one in Woodbury County in Sioux City and a second at Hinton High School in Plymouth County. Also tomorrow afternoon he plans to visit an ag processing firm in Cherokee County. The Iowa House has approved a bill designed to give liability protection to schools that choose to let teachers or staff volunteer to undergo training and carry a weapon or respond to a shooting. To get a professional permit to carry a gun on school grounds, a person would have to have medical training, learn how to communicate with law enforcement during the shooting, and participate in active shooter drills. There also would be a yearly background check. Republicans say seconds count during a school shooting and law enforcement may arrive minutes after the first shot is fired. Democrats say the answer to gun violence isn't more violence and the state should enact gun safety measures like raising the age to buy a semi-automatic firearm to 21. The Iowa Senate voted to establish fines for food processors that sell products in Iowa with labels suggesting food made with plant or insect protein is a meat-based product. Senator Don Driscoll of Washington raises Angus cattle on her family farm near Williamsburg. If the bill passed by the Iowa Senate becomes law, food processors could be fined as much as $10,000 for selling something labeled as meat in Iowa when it's not.
Lab-grown products are emerging technology, and the Fair Labels Act is an important first step for making sure that consumers understand the difference between lab-grown or plant-based products and real beef, pork, turkey, lamb, goat, and chickens raised by farmers and ranchers.
The bill would provide some latitude to marketers. The bill had included a ban on research at the state universities into the production or use of manufactured meat products, but that was removed. In addition to the bill calls for state officials to seek a waiver that would not allow food stamps or benefits for women with infants and young children to be used to buy manufactured meats. And a University of Iowa pilot program launched in 2019 to help older Iowans continue living independently in their homes is seeing wide success and will soon be available statewide. Brian Kasky, a U of I professor of health policy, says a senior citizen who's hospitalized for an illness or a medical procedure may wind up in a long-term care facility if their home isn't fit for them to return or if they're having troubles getting around or cooking for themselves. The Iowa Return to Community Initiative is expanding in the state, an effort to identify people who may be at risk and help them make their homes more comfortable and safe. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.